DTL. Okay, let me start over with that. Okay. We are DTM.
DTM.
Black Girls Next Door.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, yeah. What's yes. up, y'all?
I'm Danielle.
I'm Tai.
I'm Michelle.
DTM, y'all.
Thanks okay. for tuning in.
Yes, thank you, thank you. So, Michelle, what you... Oh, the timer. Anyway, so y'all, we trying to get it together, start our podcast.
And, yeah. Oh, shit.
And Michelle, she's getting it together over here.
What's going on?
Hey, okay, so we're new to this podcast game. And so we are experimenting and trying something out where we want to give you the Black Girls Next Door experience. We want to just bring you with some of the things that are going on in our lives and things that are going on in the world.
Yes.
And so... We're going to start our session off with DTM, which also means doing the most. So, are we doing that still? We can start
yeah,
with
yeah,
that
yeah,
if you want to.
Doing the most.
So, doing the most is kind of a segment that we're going to do where we talk about a situation where somebody was doing the most. And so, I currently... don't have any any situations I can think of off top, but
what you've been doing the most
or doing the most has. Michelle, what about you?
I'm always doing the most.
Okay.
What's that? She said okay.
Well, I guess it depends on what you mean.
Are we about to get philosophical?
Doing the most. I do the most when it comes to, like, work.
Why do you do the most when it comes to work?
Well, I do the most to be, like, ridiculous. Like, all right, so work starts at 8.
You mean school, teachers are supposed to be at school at 7:45, which I'm working on.
With showing up on.
Maybe it's me who's always doing the most. I pray almost every morning. Yeah, I pray almost every morning. When I drive on campus, because I'm like, God, please don't let my boss be standing in the hallway. Mm-hmm. And please don't let me get any emails just in case she's looking through a window.
Yeah, that's weird that you think those same thoughts. I have those same thoughts about the same woman. Like, you guys don't know.
Anyway, so.
So doing the most with that snooze button?
I'm trying
button.
To find something.
Oh, so you were saying, the snooze button? You were saying because school opens at 7:45.
So it opens at 7:45 and like, all right, so like I get to work. Good 9:30, like
wow,
9:30, bro. Like okay, because man, okay. Here's the thing that they fucked up. Not me, yo. You fucked up by giving me first period and second period off. Oh. So you expect my ass to show up and sit around for 2 hours and just sit around? Will my ass teach theater? Not only that. They got B days. They got Coach Washington mute ass.
He
teaching
my... You have to... Okay, go ahead. Finish.
My bad. His name is... I don't have the Coach Carver. Shit. This motherfucker's mute. Whatever. And his ass... Using my class on B-days. So I'm like, okay, first period. Okay, well, you want me to show up? One time I show up. They're talking about puberty, being a boy. I'm like, hell no. Get me the hell out of here. So I say, okay, I'm going to sleep in. Or I go to the gym. I get home. I'm leisurely.
So.
I think that might change come next year. I thought, okay, this is going to be the year because they fucked up, did it to me last year. I'm like, okay, surely. They're going to be tired of my ass coming in late. Just. Here's the thing, though. My lesson's planned before I left on Friday. Lessons planned, boom, bam.
That's awesome. That's huge.
Sorry, let me stop babbling.
I don't know who is doing the most of that situation.
I guess I'm doing the most right now by telling this story. Damn. I'm sorry.
Tai, anything coming to buy?
Doing the most. How about before the semester started, people were doing the most with my email inbox.
Oh, God. Damn, I feel that.
Yes. And not even like, you need to do this, this is a reminder. It was just like, oh, we need you here. Set these dates, mark this down, do this. Can you be here? Like, it was a lot. And I just thought they could have waited until, you know, the weekend before the semester started. Not like 2 weeks before and then every day after that. So I was doing the most of my vacation, but people were doing the most of taking advantage of that free time.
Yeah.
So.
Is it just me or is college vacation obnoxiously long?
No.
Because teachers be.
I need it.
See, I feel that, but then we be back at that. Come New Year. Hey, y'all. We're going to give y'all motherfuckers a good day. We're going to need y'all back on the second, third. We're going to need y'all to hop on back through. Damn. Everybody else. Hey, it's the 15th, MLK Day. I guess I'm going to roll back to the college. We've been slaving away for 2 weeks. Damn.
I know. Tired.
Tired.
Looking forward to the holiday.
They getting snow days.
We still got to march on the
sleep
holiday.
Sleep days.
So, but this year I actually didn't make the march. So maybe I was doing the most.
I think a lot of people didn't make that march.
I definitely pulled up, can we say like, anyways, I pulled up Tidal. And they had a playlist of Martin Luther King speeches, so I listened to one.
Yeah,
as we transition to,
I like that.
That was a good little segue. Yeah.
So
what's the next?
So
what's
ultimately, our podcast is just a podcast again where we talk about our life experiences, things going on in the world, a lot of lifestyle, comedy, self care tips, and advice just about life. But we have a few things that we want to talk about today. We have about 3 topics. We'll see if we can get to all of them, but we will just kind of fill it out. But we wanted to know, you know, what do you do when you are dating a guy who likes you more than you like them? Or what else we say? Or I think
that was if they're more into you than you are into them. Even right. If you're not dating, but it's just like, all right, chill.
Right. So what do you do in those situations?
I'll tell you what I do.
What do you
I
do?
I come back to Austin. I don't know. I've been in that situation, but I feel like if I'm not as into you as you are into me, there's a reason for that. So as far as making that clear to the person, I prefer to be honest, even if it does initially hurt feelings. But I don't like beating around the bush or like playing with people's feelings and having them thinking that you're on board, but mm-hmm. you're not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's pretty profound.
But what if?
Oh, geez, when she comes.
What if? Yeah, what if said guy? And this is just to everyone in the room. What if said guy professes his love publicly?
Did this happen?
Perhaps.
For real? I think it happened to me.
Did it happen to you?
How you can tell the story?
I can.
Here's the thing. Where I been? Y'all need to be filling me in. Here's the thing, y'all. Everybody tuning in.
Don't look at the time now. We got time.
I bet y'all like me. Y'all gonna be that friend that be like...
Dip off real quick.
Dip off. That'd be in the MIA.
For a couple of months.
Hey, y'all need to come through. Come out of the hibernation because you missing out on the juice.
Hey.
Carry on. Go, what were y'all saying?
So in this scenario, a mutual friend who I knew from the beginning, from the day we met, was feeling Danielle.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
You might. I knew it, and I told you, and
this
you was like,
so awesome, Danielle.
No, this is no, that's so not real. But liberating? I was like, he likes you. And he's a great guy.
Uh-huh.
Almost perfect.
Ooh, shit. That's a movie.
Almost
that's
perfect.
That's a damn movie. Oh, that's
and
famous.
I knew, again, like, I knew he was feeling her. And so, at one point when we were all hanging out, he was just hinting. Sorry. He kept hinting at just, like, flirtatious little things. Like
what?
What did he say? Because there was a reason I said, like, do you like Danielle? He said something about if you're feeling somebody... Something. And me and the other person in the room.
Y'all be acting sleep on this shit.
Yes.
What you mean?
I asked the dude, I was like, dude, are you feeling Danielle? And he was like, I was like, if you are, just say it so it's out there. Like, he said, yeah, I am. And I looked at Danielle, and she was just like, I don't know.
And then Tai was like, well, time will, you know...
Yeah, what's... Yeah, you don't have to answer right then and there, is my point.
Yes,
but at least it's out there. There's no, like, I don't know.
You guys are so... Oh, shit, I'm just loud on this. Y'all shit are so interesting when it comes to dating.
Why?
Because, especially Danielle, because I feel like she gets so close to, like, something cool, and then she's like...
Right?
Nope. Oh, okay. Look, guys, I'm sorry about the sound. But I'd be wondering, like, why, like... Your fear is, like, very, like, overwhelming, but I'm like, okay, look, we don't need to jump into it right now.
Let's analyze it. Maybe
it's not fear. Like, yeah, I don't even know if it's fear. But what else is it? What else if it's not
I think with this guy, he's very sure of what he wants. Mm-hmm. He knows that he wants to get married. He knows that he wants to have kids. He knows that he wants to buy a house for his guy.
How old is he?
Am I having a Molly moment?
Oh, I think you are!
Molly music?
But... No.
Oh, you haven't finished season two of Insecure. Never mind. Go ahead.
Oh, shit.
I don't think it's Molly.
I don't think it's Molly because
Molly Jennifer Hudson.
I think the difference between you and Molly is that Molly says, "I want this."
Oh, Molly. I'm talking about Molly. M-O-L-L-Y.
What were you talking?
Oh, M-A-L-I. Molly.
I just got it.
Molly Music.
But yeah, she's very sure of like what she wants, and she makes that clear. And then she gets close to situations like that, and then she backs away. I cannot. Thank you.
I'm so sorry.
But I think with you...
I'll take it all. Take it. Just...
I think with you, you're not sure yet what you want to do. Am I right?
Yes.
So I don't think it's a fear. I think you're not sure what you want to do. He's very sure of what he wants. But why?
And I can't say why, like, but why? Because I don't know. Like, I feel like, you know, no one knows, especially when they're in that moment. It's like, like you get scared, like, oh shit, okay, you know, here we go.
Yeah.
You know?
But
at
if that's
I feel
what,
that way, like,
but
oh,
if you
fuck.
Know for sure that's what you want, it's not.
I guess you're not feeling like that. You're right.
But if you're not, I can understand a feeling of
maybe it's what you want, but not who you want it with.
But
why is it like that? Sorry, I'm
joking. I feel like that's a thing questions. Too. But I think with this guy, at least from what you've told me and from what I've observed. During my scientific research. Like, he's very sure and very certain of what he wants. And I think you're not 100% sure that's what you want. I don't even think it's a matter of the fact that it's him as the largest part of it. But you're just not sure if that's what you want.
And thank you, Dr. Quartz.
You're welcome. Not yet, but we almost did. And thank you.
I have no comment.
Feel free to dissect my life as well.
It's just me, myself, and I.
But weren't you dating somebody this summer, though, or this Christmas break?
I wasn't dating somebody this Christmas break.
Going to Boston Celtics games with.
Are we going to do that?
Celtics games?
Damn. I was talking to somebody.
Is this on the list? We got time.
It's okay. We have about like
Celtics.
I was talking to somebody.
Okay, come on.
And I don't...
Celtics game
that's
on
different
it?
From dating.
Okay, how? How? Come on, fill us in.
Because talking... For me, talking is non-exclusive. We are getting to know each other. We're hanging out.
What is talking like? You expect to text every day if you're talking to
somebody? No, like, we can talk on the phone. We can talk face-to-face. We can hang out and have amazing conversations. Dating, for me, is... intentional. Like, I'm carving out time to get to know you particularly because I'm more interested in you.
Like, let's meet Monday, 7 p.m. We're going to the draft house.
Sure.
That's the thing. No, I'm for real. I'm slow.
But just, like, it's intentional. It's not like, oh, like, I have time today. Like, okay, cool. Mm-hmm. We weren't dating.
Sorry.
And we had that conversation because I had to define what dating was to me. We were talking. Yeah. But
that's interesting.
Yeah.
So getting to know one another.
Yes.
Is there anything you want to share, Michelle? I think, I think that situation.
Which situation?
I guess because you kept boundaries around it and said we're talking, it kind of eliminated the process of it being, oh, we're for real dating.
Yeah.
And it could give him hope that it could be more than what it really was.
Yeah. But I do think, since we're talking about, like, being or talking to somebody who's more into you than you are into them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it was that type of situation. And not because of anything like superficial, but just as you get to know someone through talking, it's like, oh, you have some things that are not quite where I'm
ideal, right.
Right.
Yeah. Or not even ideal, but just like not.
Oh, shit.
Where they need to be.
Well, I'll be saying ideal. What you mean? That's ideal.
Ideal for me is a lot of things, but just like.
Yeah, you're right.
Damn, there's a minimum you have to meet before we even get to ideal.
Damn. See, just we be putting the niggas through the loop. Like. But I can say. That is deep, but like, okay, y'all, like, okay. Like, I'm proud of us, 2018, we're like, let's go, let's do this new year, new us, bullshit. But like, what I'm happy about was like, I've been thinking about this play I've been trying to do. Mm-hmm. About, I don't even know if I should open that can right now, y'all.
Maybe not.
Let me wait.
Yeah, wait on it, surprise us with it.
Because I'm thinking about that book that you had me reading, Jennifer mm-hmm. Lewis, and this part in the book that she talks about, that's like totally about, and it just reminds me of like what Tiny's talking about, all this stuff. It plays into, you know, it's not completely off topic, but it's a lot about what she's talking about. Reminds me of that. But anyways, yes, anyways.
So it just sounds like ultimately it means to, in terms of what to do about a guy who likes you more than you do.
Yeah.
You just have to communicate and be clear with them where you are. Be honest with the situation. That's what's important. Any additions, Michelle? Anything you want to share on that?
No, but I feel like in my situation, a lot of the times, I'd be hyping it up. I'd be gassing niggas up. So, like, I get in a situation.
I'm sorry. What? I'd be gassing niggas up. And this is our next. This is actually our next part of our next question. So
gassing niggas up. How do you gas a nigga?
Well, it's true.
Can like, you share how you gas niggas?
Not
up?
Always, but like sometimes and I get in a situation. Not they not always. What you mean by niggas? Like if we mean like white people terms, like when I see somebody black, they're not always black.
What's the girls next? The black girls next door.
Niggas, I mean just like somebody who like motherfucking a dude, like a motherfucking dude. You know how dudes be.
You can't say that. On
I can't
air.
Say no gentleman.
MFers, mother effins.
Hey, this gonna be where this about to be? This ain't about to be no KLBJ.
What is that?
Exactly.
Anyways, go ahead. So what were they doing?
Okay, my point is, what was I saying?
They just niggas up. Maybe gassing.
Okay. I feel like I get in situations where I'm like, I know you're so flawed. You're so flawed, and this flaw must be the reason why you're single or whatever. But I'm going to be the person that's going to look super past this flaw and like almost celebrate it and to the point where I lift it and I praise it and I gas him.
That's the word.
I gas him and I'm like, oh,
that's the word.
It's totally okay that you're. You know, maybe you don't eat right or, you know, you know, your money ain't right. Mm. It's okay that
what
you...
What else? What else?
That you don't have no fucking...
Have what? Have what? Have what? You better not have what? I bet you I can relate.
You know, like, you don't have no, you know, side mirror or, like, no house.
Oh, but he has a car, though.
You got a car, but, like, you don't have mirror. All the parts to it, right?
Okay.
Or, like... You got a house, but it's not yours. You sleep on the couch. You're like,
what? Okay. This is getting too real.
This has been my situation in the past, but like, this is not necessarily like. And I'm not saying like, I got a car.
But that's the thing. Those minimum standards you gotta meet.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Just to make it.
And
in.
Here's the thing, like Aziz, who's now in trouble for the media for like raping some bitch on a date or whatever. He had this stand-up joke that was, like, funny but kind of sad. He had this joke that was like, man, if you're a dude nowadays, you win. Bitches just need you to have a good personality and to be nice. Like, you don't have to have shit anymore. And, like, it was a joke, but it was true because we're like,
oh, girls. No.
Well, like, he made a joke about, like, you know, just, like, you know, dating online, like, how they, like, oh, you have a car. As long as you have a car and you're nice, da da da. Like the standards are low. He was saying these days, which makes so much sense now. Is how he was able to get, you know, get away with what he got away with or whatever. But I don't fucking know. I just think I think for me, like, I gas niggas up to the point where it's like, okay, I gas them. basically. And then you get to this place where you get tired. Like, you get tired of being pretend, or like their flaws start to show more, or your insecurities start to show, or whatever starts to take place, and the magic starts to die. And then you're like, they still are like in La La Land, and you're in reality.
This,
like,
just got really dark.
You know what I mean? But that's the truth. That's exactly my world.
I went on a journey with you just now.
I'm constantly in, though. Where it's my fault that we're on this path, because I'm like, I'll go with you in reality, when you know from the jump, like, boy, you got baggage, like bag lady. But you go with him.
I have two things.
So that's, sorry, that's real dark, my bad, y'all.
But it's real.
It's real life.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Let's bring us back.
So two things, and I just lost one. So I was talking about this with some friends in Boston before I came back. And we were saying how in order for like a relationship to work, for you to work with somebody, however, whatever, we were talking about how like I'm going to have my flaws, I'm going to have my things that I'm working through, you're going to have your flaws, your things that you're working through. Yes. But if us working on our own baggage or whatever we're working on makes us working together a problem, like, that's where, like, being able to identify that, I think, is important, so you can see, like, okay, this isn't going to work. That was the first thing. The second thing, and I was thinking about this, because I was thinking about just what is it about a certain guy that I was talking to that really, it was material things that bothered me that he just wasn't up to par with, but I was like, you know what? We don't have the same idea of what's common sense. Like, for me, common sense is, by a certain time in your life, you'll have certain things in order. Like, you just will. Wow. And if you don't, you'll see that as a problem. But to him, not having certain things all set and expecting me to be attracted to that, like, that was a no-brainer for him. So I'm like, we don't have the same idea of, like, what's acceptable, what's common sense.
See, hearing you talk, it reminds me of Shonda Rhimes. It always reminds me of Shonda freaking Rhimes.
I need to read that book, too.
Expectations. She has a chapter towards the end of her book about expectations. I need to finish that book. And I'm telling you, like, if you think about expectations, like, you will look at things just differently. Yeah. Like, because I just feel like she had this chapter just about, like, how she's not married, but, like, you know, she has kids, she has everything she needs, and she was in situations where, and I think you even posted about it, like, how, like, something about how, you know, people will praise you for having a man in your life, like a boyfriend, a husband, whatever, fiance.
Oh.
But they won't praise you. She's like, bitch, I want a fucking, like, I don't know if she won a Pulitzer, but, like, she's won many awards, and she's getting so many,
but they're like, where are your man's
socially
at?
Acceptable speeches, and, like, she's done so many amazing, I guess these,
she gonna sneeze or cry?
Oh, Lord. She's done so many amazing things for, like, the community, the world, you know? And she's like, people don't give a fuck about that. But they praised me for having a man. Mm-hmm. Like, that somebody took me in and accepted me for having a man. And when she said that, I was like, whoo. Like, that was so real to me. She was like, I don't know. Just expectations and how so many people think about, like, where is this relationship going? Where is it going? Where is it going? And not living in the moment. And, like, I don't know. That's the only things I really can remember. But that whole chapter is amazing. I'm like, go read that freaking book.
I have to finish it.
She just changed my life on that. But what you were saying is, like, you guys have different expectations. And, like, that's why, you know, you're in the wrong place, you know? And it's like, at the end of the day, what I always forget is, like, they're human like me. And I put them higher than they should be always. When I say I gas them, like, oh, let me gas up their flaws and gas up their fucking, because I guess that's what I want them to do for me, like. Gas me, dude. Tell me my fupa is nice. Rub my fupa and tell her she's good. Like, I don't want to fuck with no nigga who don't fuck with Felicia. That's the truth. If you're not fucking with Felicia, I don't want to fuck with you. And, like, that's the realest, I guess. Mm-hmm. And that's not always good. Like, and then there was, I don't know. But I swear I'm in situations where niggas like, John, remember John? I'm like, this nigga might be... He might have been good. Like, there's certain situations where I'm like, oh, there was a lesson there, you know? Mm-hmm. Wow, life is crazy.
Hell. What y'all listening to these days? Let's open up Spotify.
What are we listening to these days?
What you listening to, Michelle?
Oh, my God. I can't stop. This is so old. The album is so old now. But I can't. I don't even know if it's old. What the kids might call old. But I love fucking SZA. Is it SZA?
Oh, yeah. SZA? Yes. SZA.
Fucking Control.
SZA.
What's your song on that album?
Weekend.
Weekend? This is my song. Like...
Hey. 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 Real niggas do not deserve pussy.
Ooh. Yes.
Yeah. What's that mean?
Real niggas don't deserve pussy.
Meaning? That's a good album. Like, wow. Hey, what do you feel about her first? Do y'all ever hear her first album?
Yeah, this is a big improvement. Mm-hmm. I feel like she's refined her artistry.
Which is always dope because, you know, it's good to grow.
It's a journey.
Good to go and go through.
I've been listening to You know who album is lit, yo?
Oh, tell me. Sorry, I'm sorry.
Davido.
Yes!
What is that?
But you know what? Today, I actually listened to some country music, too. Because I was coming from the hills. Okay. I like a good country song. Especially an old one that kind of sound bluesy at the same time.
A good, I'm not going to lie.
Some of them,
a good country song, they take you.
They will.
They can tell a story like a motherfucker.
Yes. Like a good country song.
But sometimes a good country song just reminds me of slavery. And I'm like, okay.
Oh, shit.
I just can't. Song.
But I like country music. That's tight,
ladies and gentlemen. I'm always thinking of... Oppression.
No, any RD.
But like a good.
That album good this year.
Yes, yeah. I was just. RD, that's the first thing up here. No one ever really does. Then I was listening to.
Yes, that's a good album.
Erykah Badu.
Which one? She got a new one?
I just had a playlist of like all her songs.
Orange Can't Hold came My on Phone today,
and I was like, oh my gosh. Then randomly, I was listening to Black Rose by Tyrese.
That's a good album. Though.
I can't see ever since they got the crime videos. I ain't even seen the crime videos.
But listen, have you ever seen this Negro in person? Mm-mm. He can make as many crime
videos. He's sexy, hell yeah.
I saw him at Essence Fest. He
did. I like 5'6".
He's tall.
He is?
Ooh.
Tyrese.
He did a short film for this album.
I'm sorry.
And it was just him. And then me and my friend were leaving. He was leaving. We were like, oh. He was so beautiful. I listened to I Am Sasha Fierce. I listened to a gospel playlist.
Is that Sasha Fierce?
Then Blood, the album by Leon LaHavas.
Damn. I like her, but I can't. You know what I mean? Oh, I'm thinking Andre Day. I like him, but I can't.
What was I doing? I was doing something. I think I was cooking. There's this artist, Hiatus Coyote. Have you guys heard of him?
No.
Oh, it's like, it's a weird type of, I think a lot of it is instrumental, but it was really interesting. Then I did a throwback.
Oh.
In a Perfect World by Carrie Hilson. That album. Oh.
You know, I've never listened to that.
Woo! Carrie Hilson.
Yes. And then Bilal's old album, I Love Surreal.
Oh, I love Bilal.
Yes.
Man. Why do we used to bump that shit right there?
What? Slow dance is my jam.
Please don't turn me off.
Hey. Not the shit.
This is back when I used to actually have the shit club, right?
Hey. Not that shit. Hey. Not that shit.
Flies, hair, swagger, eyebrows, skin popping. You know just how to talk to me. Know just how I like it. You're turning me out. You're turning me out. You're turning me out. I'm waiting in a little bumper. You got one more.
Hey, Pat Riley! Come on, Pat Riley! Oh!
That I reckon is a real one.
That album is lit. No, you know what else was lit? Oh, this album was
in
lit.
In high school? Or like,
was that high school?
What year is this? I feel like I don't know. Younger. Album info. But so tell me.
You ever try to get
that? 2009. Movie?
That was college.
Not high school.
We graduated college. You're kidding me. We are
you
getting
listen to anything else, Michelle, are you listening to anything else?
Okay, my albums that I love right now, I like old shit right now.
Okay.
Daniel Caesar. I can't get off that Freudian, y'all. And you know what? Calvin Harris got this album that I'm loving.
Oh.
It's called Funk Wave Bounces Volume 1. Huh. And it's lit. And it's basically like songs you probably heard, like Frank Ocean Slide. Do you slide up on you? Have you heard Roland? Have you heard Khalid? Khalid,
yeah.
How you say the boy name?
Khalid.
How?
Or Khalid?
This
song is Khalid.
Sorry. You know this song?
I've heard this song.
This album is lit. It's like, I played it a lot when it was cold out, but it's like a sunny, summery kind of album.
Like driving in LA.
It's a good, like, just kind of escape your mind kind of album. I love it. It's a good album.
Who's this?
It's Khalid. Future's on the song. Future getting on my nerves, but he on the song. I've been rolling on the freeway. Also, this song I love. Listen, y'all shouldn't have talked about music. It's called Prayers Up.
I like it already. Who's it by, though?
Calvin Harris, Travis Scott, A-Track. Some nigga named A-Track. They got niggas out today with these names. A. It's a good song when you get to that hook. Prayers up, whole squad singing prayers up. Purple drink with my prayer cup. Black people are hilarious, but when they make music, when they be feeling it. God, I love us.
Feels.
He said, Purple Drink. Oh, that's a good song, too.
Yeah, it reminds me of that.
It's on that album. It's on that album.
Oh, really?
To be a good, great feel. That song?
Yeah.
To raise up to a good deal.
Yeah.
Wow. I know you waiting for the puppy. Baby, I know you would get it. See, I was going to play it, but I was like, nah.
Alright, what else is on here?
I'm sorry.
Do we have any nuggets? We're wrapping it up at this point.
Oh, shit, yeah. Hey, y'all.
Are there any...
I know y'all was feeling
We're nice. At the 30-minute mark.
Damn,
so,
like,
y'all have any nuggets you want to leave the folks with?
We love you.
The gals with, the guys with.
Nuggets?
Always choose love.
Always choose love. That's a good one. Hey, here's one. I saw this the other day, and I think it's awesome. It's called Bravery... Bravery is a muscle. I posted this on my Facebook the other day. I believe that because, you know, people struggle with being courageous and like following their dreams because they're afraid. Like they're afraid of, oh, what if this, and what if that. And the fear of the unknown is super powerful. So I just, you know, I think it's in reference to a lot of things, but I think about that in general. But bravery is a muscle, so like practice it, man. Practice it, make it stronger.
Get them bravery biceps.
Yeah,
ooh. I need a bravery six pack.
Bravery, hey. Bravery bicuspids, bro.
Hey. I was like teeth in the back.
Hell yeah, teeth in the back, motherfuckers. Yeah, man, get that chew so you can chew. You know, chew on the
chew on the spit. Away. Chew on this.
Chew on this knowledge. Nah, no, man.
Chew on it. My nugget is,
she got a lot. She got to take it from the bunch.
Just stay true to your standards.
Yeah.
Don't waver, folks.
Don't waver. Stand strong.
Don't waver. Stand strong.
Don't waver.
Well, we want to thank you all today for listening to our podcast. Until next time, folks, we love you.
Yes.
Stay safe out there. Live, love, life, baby.
Yeah.
Okay. That was the first.
Okay.
That was a mess.
That's good, though.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.